Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us and we're talking about a special project coming up. And all of these folks are members of Dr. Leanne Dawson's class at Iowa Western Community College. So let's start first with Sam Graner and talk about what is this project.
We're doing a food drive at Iowa Western and we're trying to help hunger in Atlantic. So basically just bring some canned foods from October 28th through November 1st, I believe, is when our food drive is. And anything will help. We also have a spare change jar. And then also we have a cool raffle going on. So if you donate an item, you'll get a raffle ticket. So every time you donate an item, you'll get one more raffle ticket. So if you donate five canned goods, you'll get five raffle tickets. And then the winner gets a $20 gift card to Scooters when it opens in the end of 2019, I believe.
Okay, so lots of benefits here as you donate some canned goods and some other dry goods, actually, and we'll talk about that list here in a little bit. You can benefit by maybe winning something, but you can also benefit by feeling good about what you're doing for this project. So next we're going to visit with Anna Mule, and Anna, can you tell us a little bit about why you're doing this?
So our class took a field trip to the local food pantry, which is down over past the movie theater, and we were told that around 80 people go to the food pantry every month because they don't have enough food to keep themselves going. After going to that and finding out how many people there are, which none of us really knew that there were homeless people in our community or people going to bed hungry in our community, and we decided that we wanted to do something to change that. So we started this food drive.
And this is a great time to do that. I think the food pantries in almost every town or a lot of towns around have food pantries. A lot of them start kind of running out of things about this time of the year. So we all kind of need to be aware of this. And I want you to mention too, and we'll mention again, but in addition to coming in and dropping food in a cart, I believe you have another advantage where people can just drive by?
Yes, on the 31st of October, we will have a drive-up day where you can come and we'll come get canned goods and non-perishable items out of your car and take them inside so you don't have to walk all the way inside to the cart. And
when is that going to happen?
October 30th.
Okay, right. Let's say it's the day before Halloween Day. Maybe we remember it that way. And in the afternoon, because this is your class period, and what time is that?
Yes, it's from 2 to 3 p.m.
Okay, so folks, load up your cars, stop by Iowa Western and on the 30th, the day before Halloween, and between 2 and 3, and folks will just come right out and help you load up that food. Okay, next we want to visit with Connor Church, and let's talk about, you know, there are some kind of limitations. It probably is not a good idea to bring a fresh lettuce. So what kinds of things should people be looking at?
People should look for canned goods such as soup, canned fruit, pork and beans, canned beef ravioli, mac and cheese, cereal, pasta, peanut butter, toilet paper, liquid laundry detergent, and basically anything that could help people. But however, please try to stay away from canned corn and canned peas because the food pantry has a surplus of them. But if you want to bring it, like they won't turn you away, but, you know, just know that they have a surplus of them.
Yeah, that good point. Of course, it will keep for a long, long time, but it'd be good to have some variety. And you mentioned some things other than food. I think sometimes we talk about a food drive and we don't think about those other kinds of things, those necessities. Maybe a box of Kleenex would be okay too.
Yeah, those will be needed. Toilet paper, deodorant, liquid soap, anything that could help people.
Mm-hmm. And all of these things would be things that would keep over time that don't need refrigeration or won't go bad over a year or so.
Yeah. Okay. So basically just anything that'll keep for a long period of time will be good.
Okay. So a lot of us have some of those extras hanging around in our cupboards. Before I came, I pulled open a couple drawers and said, well, you know, there's a can there that I haven't used, can of soup that I haven't used for a long time. I could take that. And otherwise, we could go to the store and buy some things too. So it's a good way of helping somebody out. Sam, let's talk a little bit about this class. And You know, how does this fit into your classwork?
Our class is public speaking, so we decided to do a project about something we can help our community. So right now, or the next couple of days, we're going to go around talking to the classes here at Iowa Western to tell them about what we're doing, to so hopefully we can get some more people to donate.
Very good. And Connor, was it you or did I forget who did all of the graphics? Was that you?
Well, we all made a poster, and we all had them hang around the college, and so yeah, we all made posters.
Oh, good. So everybody shares in this publicity. Anna, I want to talk to you a little bit about your class and the kind of things that you do in this class besides this project.
Well, we've given several speeches so far, and we spend several days talking about how to build each speech and how to figure out how to prepare ourselves to give speeches in public. And it's in a way that it's going to be useful in the future as well as during this class.
Well, I haven't looked at the polls lately, but at one time, getting up and giving a speech or talking to a group was the most fearful thing that people had to do. Were you afraid when you had to get up?
I mean, definitely, yes. But this class in itself has helped me a lot more than I expected it to.
Okay. Let's just get a word, too, from our class faculty member, and that's Dr. Dawson. What are some of your goals for this class?
Well, they'll come away. They did an informative speech, persuasive speech, special occasion speech, persuasive speech, and a demonstration speech. So they'll learn five different ways they can organize their content. And each one of those has a different organizational pattern. And then learn to present those publicly in our class setting, except for this particular speech they're doing to the class, to the classrooms in the school, the persuasive one.
Okay. And what do you think about that poll? Is that true? Have you heard that? That's one of the most feared things?
That is true. Yeah. I do believe that is true.
Do you remember the first time you had to give a speech?
I do. And the thing that I think is important to remember is I think everybody feels a little scared, some butterflies, some sweaty palms, et cetera, at the thought of having to get up and speak. But it's doing that, feeling that anyway, and keeping going. So it's knowing that you may feel that way, especially in a safe room where we practice. But that's normal, and the more practice will make that go away. But it's just knowing you can feel those things and keep going.
Very good. I'm thinking there's some adults listening that say, you know, maybe I should come and take that class because that would help us all. Connor, I want you to remind us of the kinds of food that you would like to have people donate.
So basically just remember to bring canned fruit, canned soups, pasta, cereal, and different kinds of sauces, peanut butter, and anything that can help the community, such as toilet paper, liquid laundry detergent, and deodorant, those sort of things.
Okay. Remember to load your car up. And Sam, remind us again of the dates and the pickup time.
The dates, our food drive starts October 28th and it ends November 1st. And the pickup day is Wednesday, October 30th from 2 to 3 in the parking lot at Iowa Western and Atlantic.
Okay. And it's real easy, you know, if you don't come on Wednesday, it's real easy just to drive up to the door, jump out, put your food in the cart right out there. It's right easy. And jump back in your car and you will have done a good deed for lots of people. So, Donna, to kind of end us up here, just give us a good motivation of why we should do this.
We would urge you to donate so that people in our community can wake up and know that they will have food tomorrow.
Very good. Thank you so much to each of you and to all of the class members who helped with all the other things that are going on with this project. Until next time, here's a thought from John Maxwell. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way.